Coming up on episode number 798, it's a tribute show, a tribute cover story to Jerry Jerome Lieber, who was born April 25th, 1933, and just passed away this last weekend, August 22nd, 2011. Now, between he and Mike Stoller, who were an incredible pair of songwriters and producers, Stoller was the composer, Lieber was the lyricist, and you're going to hear all those lyrics that he wrote for so many performers, so many singers like Ben E. King and Elvis Presley and Big Mama Thornton and all those people. But you're going to hear them in cover form, right? Because that's what we do here on Coverville. So it is the Jerry Lieber cover story, and it is coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Thursday. Thursday night, August 25th, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to the Jerry Lieber cover story, because it's cover story night, right? Brian, you should remember, Thursday night is cover story night. Tonight, you're going to hear songs written by the songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Well, at the very least, you're going to hear songs written by Jerry Lieber. There were a few that he wrote in tandem with other people. For example, Phil Spector and Harry Mann and Cynthia West and Doc Pomus. There's a great song coming up by Jerry Lieber and Doc Pomus. And why don't we get into it? Let's start things off with a song that Jerry Lieber and Stoller wrote for The Drifters. It was covered in 2004 in a very, very unique way by Björk, Icelandic singer Björk. She definitely takes it in a different direction. However, she keeps the true essence right here. You're going to love it. Here's Björk with Ruby Baby.
Oh, that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
Then when I was 12 years old, I went to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what it was, but when it was all over, I remember saying to myself, is that all there is to the circus?
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
By the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. But then one day, she went away, and I thought I was gonna die. But I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love?
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? That's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing.
Now I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way he feels about it, why doesn't he just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know just as well as I'm standing here talking to you that when that final moment comes and I'm drawing
there is. Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
Thank you. like they've done so many times before. And this unnoticed on the end of my list. So nothing of your dear. Keep forgetting you don't love me no more. Keep forgetting.
Keep Forgetting, or Forgetting with the apostrophe, David Bowie from his 1984 album Tonight. That was the album where he recorded, or the album that included Blue Jean. You can hear it in that same kind of style there, that blue-eyed soul kind of style there of I Keep Forgetting, originally by the Artwoods, written by Lieber and Stoller. Great cover right there by David Bowie. Before that, The Walkmen covering There Goes My Baby. You'll find that on the soundtrack to the video game Stubbs the Zombie. Great, great, great soundtrack. I can't say anything for the video game because I never played it, but the soundtrack for the video game was all cover songs done in that really, really cool style. And that came out in 2005. Still can find lots of copies of the soundtrack all over Amazon and get some used versions, get a cheap version. The songs we should have written before that, well, the band is called Firewater. The album Songs We Should Have Written, with a cover of Is That All There Is, that spoken word bit right there. Originally recorded by Dan Daniels, but most popularly released by Peggy Lee. There was also a Leslie Uggams version before the Peggy Lee version, the actress Leslie Uggams talking about just the eternal disappointment, basically the 2000s equivalent to Been There, Done That. That was Firewater with their cover of Is That All There Is. And we start off the set with Björk, Iceland's favorite daughter, Goodman's daughter. That's Björk with Ruby Baby from the 2004 album Q's Ultimate Songwriters. One of those CDs that came along with Q Magazine back in the early 2000s. Loved those CDs. And I know they're still doing it, but boy, it's been few and far between for the cover CDs that they've been putting on there. So, Q, if you're listening, and I've been in your magazine a couple times, and so there's a chance you are listening, more cover CDs, please. The song was originally released by the Drifters, but covered there by Björk, better known as Björk. Coverville today brought to you by a couple things. First off, the Coverville iPhone app. Have you been to iTunes yet to download your copy of the Coverville iTunes app? Just $2 for a massive database of coverage. You can find out who does the cover of There Goes My Baby, or who does that cover of Is That All There Is? Who did the original? You know, maybe you can, maybe you want to hear, you hear a song that's familiar, and you want to try and remember, wait, who did the original version of that? Oh, yeah. And what album can I find it on? Whatever you want to do, the iPhone app is there for you. Just go download your copy. Works on the iPad, works on the iPod Touch as well, and works wherever you are. So if you are stuck in a subway tunnel and you want to find out who does a cover of I Just Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore by REO Speedwagon, well, there, you can do it right there in that subway tunnel. In addition to that, you can listen to the last couple dozen episodes of Coverville right there from the app without having to download the music, without having to do any of that stuff, sync it up to your computer, any of that stuff. You're able to listen to it right there. You have a jukebox of the last 20 episodes, and they play right there, right on your iPad, right in your iPod Touch, right in your iPhone. Check it out. The Coverville Cover Song Database app, which you can find right now on the iTunes iOS App Store. Next set of music, and we'll start this one with a song that was very famously recorded by the king himself, Elvis Presley. What's interesting about this cover, though, is that the performer, John Mellencamp, or John Cougar Mellencamp, if you're so inclined, or Johnny Cougar, if you want to go back that far, recorded this cover twice, recorded two very different covers of Jailhouse Rock. The first one was on that Johnny Cougar, that first album by Johnny Cougar when he was called that, called Chestnut Street Incident. The second one was recorded about, 15 years later on the soundtrack to the film Honeymoon in Vegas with Sarah Jessica Parker and Nicolas Cage. A lot of Elvis covers, of course, on that album, being that it is about Vegas and flying Elvises and things like that. The soundtrack came out in 1992, included this here version of Jailhouse Rock. Here is John Mellencamp.
took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pair down at 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 2006. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine, it looked like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. When I kissed a cop down at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Close my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. When I kissed a cop down at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9. Potion number 9.
Joya Landis, from the box set Trojan Tighten Up, the Trojan Records story. Such a great, great box set. And I love old reggae. Love it. Originally done by Wilbert Harrison, of course, blues style. Covered there by Joy Landis, Kansas City. Co-written by Jerry Lieber. Who did he write? I think he wrote that. Was that? Nope, that was straight Jerry Lieber, not co-written with anybody. Love Potion number 9 right before that. Doug Farrany from his 2008 release, I Ain't Got You. He's got that lounge singer style down pat. That was originally done by the Clovers. You'll find it on I Ain't Got You, which was released in 2008. Youngblood right before that. The Band from a tribute to Doc Pomus called Till the Night Is Gone, which came out in 1995. Originally done by the Coasters and co-written. That one was co-written with Doc Pomus, Jerry Lieber and Doc Pomus. And John Mellencamp, beginning that set with a cover of Jailhouse Rock, one of two different, very different styles he did. That one for the 1992 soundtrack to the film Honeymoon in Vegas. Well, Coverville tonight is also brought to you by Think Geek. I ordered something new from Think Geek yesterday, and I'm not ashamed to tell you what it is. I could never be ashamed of anything I get, honestly, at ThinkGeek. I bought an ice cube tray, right? An ice cube, you know, put it in the freezer, fill it with water, put it in the freezer, and pull it out a little while later, and you've got ice cubes. What's special about it, you may ask? Oh, let me tell you. It is a Han Solo frozen in carbonite ice cube tray. So not only do you get these cool-looking ice cubes, they have little Han Solos. Well, little Han Solo looking in carbonite kind of thing. The thing that Boba Fett took to Jabba the Hutt. It's kind of cool because you get a big one for like maybe a jug of water or a jug of your favorite beverage, or you get on the same tray, you can get the little ones, which you can put into your glasses and, you know, your margaritas, your whatnot. Really, really cool. Available now from ThinkGeek for $9.99, so a bargain. And I'll be enjoying some Han Solo frozen in carbonite in my favorite beverage in a few days. I'll make sure to put it on the camera so you all can see it. That's just one of millions of things, well, thousands of things you can get at ThinkGeek. Stuff for smart masses. Let's try that again. Stuff for smart masses. Did I almost say smart asses? Stuff for smart masses. Make sure you go to Coverville first and then click on the link. And that'll take you over to ThinkGeek, and it also helps me out with a little bit of an affiliate payment. Check them out right now. ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses with an M. Last set of music here. We're going to start off with a couple tunes recorded by Ben E. King. Lieber and Stoller did quite a bit of music for Ben E. King and the Drifters. As a matter of fact, the first three songs, Ben E. King and then the Drifters, is going to be the third one. Most famous song, though, by Ben E. King has to be this one right here, Stand By Me, performed by a group called Porn on Beta from their 2004 release, Covered in Porn. Here's Stand By Me. Thank you. residents, putting their, as usual, unique spin on the music that they decide to cover. That is that's Hound Dog, not Jailhouse Rock. Hound Dog, originally by Big Mama Thornton, covered, of course, very famously by Elvis Presley, and covered again in a completely different arrangement, even tone, feel, everything, by the residents. That one comes from their 1989 tribute to Elvis called The King and I, EYE. And if you've seen The Residents, you know exactly why they call it The King and I. Gary Newman, right before that, yeah, the guy who brought us Cars, telling us where he likes to drive, On Broadway, a cover there presented by Nouvelle Vague from their their hand-picked CD, I guess is the best way to put it. Nouvelle Vague presents New Wave. They handpicked a bunch of songs and put them all on a CD. They're not Nouvelle Vague songs themselves, but there's some cool rarities and gems and stuff on there. That one originally came out in 1979, of course, a cover of The Drifters. Before that, a very condensed version of Spanish Harlem, performed by Bowling for Soup from their 2005 album, Bowling for Soup Goes to the Movies. And that was originally done by Ben E. King, as was the song before it, Stand By Me, another very interesting and different interpretation, almost Depeche Mode-like in its performance. A group called Porn on Beta from their 2004 album, Covered in Porn. You can actually download that for free from their site, along with a bunch of other cover songs. I will put a link in the show notes where you can download Stand By Me by Porn on Beta. That music can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of this edition of Coverville. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. To those of you in the chat room watching this live, thank you for joining me. Always good to have you guys here and giving feedback to the music as I play it and talking with me while I'm playing the songs. I love that. If you want to get a chance, if you want to come see it live, it doesn't cost you a penny. You can be part of the studio audience anytime I record. And you do that by going to coverville.com/live. Now, if you come during a show, then just hit the little play button and you can listen live. If you come when there's not a show being played, a show being recorded, you can click a button there that'll let you get an email. It'll send you an email whenever I record live. So if you want to tune in for one of these live recordings, be my guest. I chat with everybody during the show and sometimes even do a secret show afterwards. But if I were to tell you that, In all honesty, it wouldn't be a secret anymore, so I'm not really saying that. There's a great way, of course, to get in touch with me. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, and you can go to coverville.com where you'll find all the great information on these songs and more, as well as a place to put your comments right there in the show notes, coverville.com. We're just two episodes away from the big episode 800, and what we're going to do is do those two shows next week, and then I'm going to take a week off after that to start getting stuff ready for Coverville Citizens. And if you don't know what a Coverville Citizen is, well, go check that out also at coverville.com. You'll find information about that as well. So, next week, what do we got? Well, it'll be a surprise. I'm not going to look it up now. It'll take too long. Let's get out of here, wrap this up. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Yes, you can find out more by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, they don't give you any of that yakety yak, they talk back. That's another song that Jerry Lieber was involved with. That's why that's there.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.